Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
No matter what happens, it's always a tour!
Yeah!
No matter what.
Yes, those UNC fans are sticking by their team after an upset last night in the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA men's tournament.
And we are starting off much colder here this morning, 10 to 15 degrees compared to this time yesterday. But we do have a huge warm up on the way for the holiday weekend. We'll talk about how warm it gets coming up.
A shooting at the Sandford Road Community Center left one in the hospital, as well as the suspected shooter leading Raleigh police on a chase. Coming up, I'll tell you what we're still trying to learn from law enforcement.
And with Easter coming up and spring break season in full swing, the roads and airports will be busy today. What you can expect. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30, and what many people did not expect was an early exit by the top-seeded UNC Tar Heels. My goodness. Such high hopes for that season and postseason and coming crushing down by the Crimson Tide. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. I didn't realize until this morning that would have been win number 30 on the season. I mean, what a huge number of wins. So they finish on 29 wins. We're going to wrap it all up for you here this morning as we go along. We're glad you're with us. Anthony Baglione, meantime, in the WRL Severe Weather Center. No rain today, but those temperatures are chilly.
They are chilly, for sure. We've had rain the past two mornings, and then thankfully we're nice and quiet this morning. Good morning, good Friday here to all of you. We're talking temperatures about 5 to 15 degrees cooler than this time yesterday. What that translates to here is what we're actually looking at here. 44 across the Triangle, 37 in South Hill. We're at 46, a good morning to you in Fayetteville, 40 in Clinton. Those temperatures aren't coming with much of a wind chill factor, but I'd still have the coat handy this morning. But then as we go through the day, watch those temperatures. If this isn't North Carolina for you in the spring, I don't know what is. We're really chilly here in the morning. We go to 62 by 1 o'clock, 70 degrees by 5. No travel-related problems for us today, but there's a couple systems close to us here into this holiday weekend. We're going to time out where those are and show you if there's going to be any big effect on us coming up here in just a few minutes.
A shooting at a community center in Raleigh and a nearby car crash kept police busy until 2:30 this morning. Nick Perlin is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker live at the Raleigh Police Department. Nick, the suspected shooter tried to get away but didn't get far.
Yeah, Renee, police ended up finding him near the shooting, but there's still a lot of unanswered questions about what led to that shooting at, last night. I do want to tell you real quick what we do know. We do know at this time that police responded to a shooting at around 9:30 last night at the Sandford Community Center, and we know one person was taken to the hospital. I do want to show you this video. This is from the chase. I mean, you can see right here this Jeep Wrangler. You can see he's badly damaged, and it belonged to the suspected shooter. Police say this person ran away from the scene and led police on that short chase, ending in a crash near Evers Drive, again about a half mile from the shooting. We're still trying to learn the names of the suspect and the victims, again, and we're still trying to figure out what exactly led to shots being fired in the first place. We're still trying to get more information from Raleigh police. Once we get new information, we'll be sure to update you. Live in downtown Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Spring travel is peaking right now. Millions of people will hit the roads or the skies this weekend for the Easter holiday. It's also spring break, adding to that travel rush. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from RDU this morning. What can travelers expect as they head out this weekend, Kelsey?
Jeff, spring break, Easter weekend, and a solar eclipse are all going to impact travelers here at RDU this weekend and next week are going to be the peak of spring travel season. Here's a look at RDU earlier this month at the start of spring travel season. The FAA is reminding travelers to give themselves extra time at the airport, especially next week. They say there could be special security measures like temporary flight restrictions on April 8th. That's because of a total solar eclipse. This could impact crowds at airports across the country. Or maybe you're hitting the road this Easter weekend. Law enforcement across the state are warning drivers to watch their speed.
Every spring, the number of people who are on the road increase. And, you know, they're going from place to place, often for vacation, a little more for work, with the warmer weather. So with that comes an increase in speed-related crashes.
And if you want more information on all things spring break travel, head to our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live at RDU.
All right, now to the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Quality teams throughout at this point of the big dance. North Carolina and Alabama. But this was a fast-paced game that ended late last night. Armando Bacot and R.J. Davis pushed the Tar Heels out to a first-half lead. They were hanging on right until the end, until the Crimson Tide scored a go-ahead basket in the last minute and finished off this upset, as well as the Heels season. The first number one seed to be knocked out of March Madness, 89-87 the final. The fans who gathered on Franklin Street to watch the game were left disappointed as the team's second half lead vanished, but they say they still love their team.
Go Heels!
Go Heels!
Carolina basketball forever!
Big crowds were out in Chapel Hill last night, hoping to see the Heels move on, but those dreams slipped away. Fans who've been supporting the team all season say they are still proud of the 29 wins the Heels were able to accomplish.
I'm a UNC fan all the way. Been here since freshman year and going strong. Woo! Let's go Tar Heels!
Next year is our year.
That's all you can say, right? So many fans look forward to next year. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll have a look at the Triangle teams still hoping to move on in the NCAA tournament. Duke and NC State both take the court tonight with spots in the Elite Eight on the line.
Oh, and a lot of fans thought this year was their year. The loss marks the end of an era in Chapel Hill. Armando Bacot will be on his way to the NBA, and R.J. Davis may be joining him. After the game, the two reflected on their time in Chapel Hill.
This year with this team and the amount of fun we had and how hard we played, it really, thankful all of us made our love for game of basketball and playing at a school like this. I mean, it was just the best experience.
Me and Malu have a lot of love for this place, and we didn't want things to end how it did last year and wanted to kind of just come back and just restore success in this program.
Bacot and Davis were hoping to go all the way this year after losing in the national championship game in 2022. Last season, the team missed the tournament altogether.
Today, the search for the bodies of four missing workers continues days after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed in Baltimore. Massive cranes and barges will arrive today as the Army Corps of Engineers works to reopen America's ninth busiest port. Yesterday, we got our first up-close look at the container ship that crashed into the bridge. The Dolly's bow was crushed under a piece of steel. You see it there that experts say weighs somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 tons. That's where the cranes will be crucial. They're able to pick up 1,000 tons at a time.
When the green button is pushed and go is given by the incident command for those cranes to start picking it out of the water, it will go faster than most people can expect.
Divers will also be back in the water searching for the remains of those four workers still missing. They are having a hard time searching as that water is muddy and dark and there's debris all around there. The wife of Julio Cervantes, who survived, says the workers were on a break in their cars when that bridge collapsed. Amazingly, Cervantes survived even though he doesn't swim.
We'll learn more today about a fight between two students in Lenoir County that led to a deputy being hurt. The sheriff's office says Deputy Christopher Little was hurt while trying to break up a fight on a bus at Lenoir County Learning Academy on Wednesday. He suffered a head injury that required 18 staples to close. The students face charges including felony assault on a law enforcement officer. WREL will cover the news conference happening at 11 in Kinston. We'll let you know what comes out of it on our new news.
Police in Fayetteville say this boy has been missing for years, but his family members reported it just this week. It's a computer-generated image of what Blake Devon could look like today. Here, Fayetteville police interviewed his family as part of a separate investigation earlier this week. During that interview, they said they hadn't seen Devon in several years. Police immediately launched an investigation into where he could be. A private investigator who spoke with WREL says there could be new obstacles for law enforcement to consider, especially with this timeline.
The more time that passes, you worry about evidence going stale, evidence going missing. You have to worry about witnesses that might not recall certain events that surrounded that time frame.
This is a photo provided by police of Devin from 2012. They didn't confirm how long he's been missing. We found what appears to be a more recent photo of Devin on a missing children's database. It says he was last seen in 2022.
Today is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. It's a day to thank and honor the Vietnam-era veterans and their families. The Fort Liberty South Commissary is commemorating the 55th anniversary of the Vietnam War today. Those who served in Vietnam will receive lapel pins during the ceremony. It gets started at 11 a.m. Final preparations are happening right now for the Durham Rescue Mission's Easter community event. This is a live look right now at the smoker. Oh, doesn't that look good? They're out there early this morning cooking barbecue, and they have this all down to a science. They know how to do this. The rescue mission expects to serve thousands today. The meal will include barbecue, hot dogs, baked beans, and more. There will also be an Easter basket giveaway for kids and prize drawings as well. Our compliments to the chefs out there. It gets started at noon.
That's not even fair. Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is one of the biggest ever. The top prize is estimated at $935 million. It'll be the fifth largest ever. And there have been 37 drawings in a row now without anyone hitting that jackpot. You can watch it live Saturday night to see if you have the lucky ticket. The drawing happens right before our 11 o'clock news on WRAL.
Tonight, it's NC State and Duke's turn to make it to the Elite Eight. WRAL's Chris Lee will join us from Dallas with a look ahead to tonight's games.
And the upcoming total solar eclipse is causing airfare and hotel rates to soar in cities right along the path.
It's like Super Bowl prices.
And we'll tell you how much a hotel room is going for per night in places like Missouri and Ohio.
And this is a live look at Clinton. Good morning to you folks. We have beautiful weather on tap for today and Easter weekend. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione will join us after the break to tell us just how warm it will be.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. The time now is 4:45 here on this Friday morning where we do not have any rain to talk about, but we're definitely colder than this time yesterday. We're at 44 in Raleigh and Durham, 30s there. Good morning to both of you, Roxborough and South Hill, low to mid 40s for our southern counties as well. We're going to see a pretty quick rebound though as we go through today, maybe dropping another degree or two. I'd plan on the 30s and 40s this morning, so maybe take a couple layers with you, a winter coat or so. But then by the time we get to 4 o'clock, upper 60s, it will come with sunshine. It'll be comfortable, a little bit breezy, and that continues into this weekend. Check out that warm up there. 69 for us today, 77 tomorrow, 81 by the time we get into our Sunday. A southwest wind will help to really warm us up.
Love those temperatures. Today marks 1 year since American journalist Evan Gershkovitz was arrested in Russia. Russia's Federal Security Service claims a Wall Street Journal reporter was collecting state secrets. His detention was extended for a fifth time, and he faces 20 years behind bars. The U.S. has said that he has been wrongfully detained. The Biden administration has pushed for his release. Gershkovich's mother says she is proud of her son for staying strong.
He's standing there smiling, defiant, head is up high, and we are so proud of him, how he's handling the whole situation.
Last year, the U.S. offered to do a prisoner swap to bring home Gershkovich, but that deal was rejected. There have not been other public swap offers since then.
The leader of the committee considering impeachment of President Joe Biden has invited the president to testify. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer extended the invitation Thursday. He wants Biden to appear before a public hearing on April 16th. In response to the invitation, the White House pointed to a social media post from spokesman Ian Sams. It calls the invite a sad stunt at the end of a dead impeachment.
Fewer people are applying to attend Harvard University. The school announced yesterday that undergraduate applications are down 5% from a year ago. The number of applications for the incoming class is the lowest it's been in 4 years. Harvard found itself in a PR crisis last fall when they were accused of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia.
The FAA says spring break will hit its peak next week. right as the upcoming solar eclipse fuels a tourism boom in some unlikely places. The FAA expects air travel to peak next Thursday and Friday with almost 100,000 flights planned. A lot of people traveling will be hoping to catch a glimpse of the total solar eclipse on April 8th. People headed to destinations like Dallas, Indianapolis, Cleveland, and Buffalo. And hotels are up over 500% in cities like Jackson, Missouri. There, it'll cost you more than $600 a night on average. The FAA also warns airports that are in the path of totality could see unusually high traffic and delays.
Tonight, NC State and Duke take the court, trying to keep their NCAA championship hopes alive. They're both playing in Dallas tonight, looking to advance to the Elite Eight. WRO's Chris Lee is at the American Airlines Center with a look ahead to how the Wolfpack and Blue Devils are preparing for these crucial games.
Duke and NC State could be on a collision course here in Dallas as a way to get to the Final Four, but before they get there, they have some sweet challenges ahead. The Wolfpack are taking on a Marquette Golden Eagles team that features excellent guard play, but the Pack have been dominating in the paint their last seven games, which could be the recipe to get to the Elite Eight.
With our front court, with the things that we can do, the differences that we all have in each other, I think we're going to be able to do a lot of big things if we keep playing like we are.
Duke has to match Houston's physicality. The Blue Devils are used to taking everyone's best shot, but their key to victory is to give the Cougars their best shot early in the game.
They're going to try and muck up the game early, and you know, I think just how we start the game like we did against JMU is going to be a really big thing and a really big test for us. And I think just being poised and just limiting turnovers is going to be a huge thing.
Now, this will be the first time for Duke and Houston going against each other. However, Marquette and NC State have gone against each other five times in the past, most famously the 1974 national championship game that NC State won.
Chris, thank you. Tip-off for NC State's game against Marquette is tonight at 7:09. 30 minutes after that game ends, Duke will take on top-seeded Houston. If the Wolfpack and Blue Devils both win, they will play each other in the Elite Eight on Sunday. WRO's Chris Lee will have coverage of the results of both those games tonight. NC State women will hit the court tonight in Portland. They will take on Stanford at 7:30. Then tomorrow, seventh-seeded Duke will try to outplay UConn. That game is happening at 8 p.m. Look for all the post-game action right here on WRAL News.
10 minutes before 5 right now on a Friday. It might take a minute today, but we'll get up to some very seasonable temperatures. And Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. Sunshine and 70, I mean, we can handle that.
Yeah, it's going to be a really nice forecast heading into this weekend, especially after all the rainfall we've had the past couple of days. Timing-wise, that is all done. Travel's looking good today. We're starting off a little bit chilly, though. It may take you a second to kind of warm up, get going, maybe grab some coffee here, and then we'll be good to go this afternoon. There's our beautiful shot, though, our North Hills camera. Everything's looking calm. Yesterday, roads were really damp this morning, or yesterday morning, and they are nice and quiet, or dry, rather, right now. We sit at 44 in Raleigh and Durham, 39 in Roxboro and South Hill. These temperatures, though, not coming with much of a wind chill factor where you walk outside and it's even colder than this, but it's still chilly. So I'd plan on that as you're headed out. Winds are just about zero in most locations. Fayetteville is up to about 8. Going through today, though, they may be a little bit blustery for us. I don't think it's going to be a big factor where you walk outside and think, man, it's really windy for us. But I think overall, we still could see 10 to 15 mile per hour sustained winds, isolated gusts up to about 30. It should be a warming wind, though. It's going to bring temperatures up to right around the 70 degree mark this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, though, overall. If you are traveling across the entire region, we are looking good. Let's take a wider view for you. Show you future cast, kind of get you a plan for what's happening here in the weekend. We may see a few high-level clouds coming in from the north there. You can kind of see them floating on down to the south. Not a lot of coverage with that. We're still going to see a good amount of sunshine getting through. We go to 5 o'clock this evening. Again, that commute home and everything into this evening looking pretty good. Maybe, again, a few clouds into tomorrow, but really compared to what we were tracking with a big-time storm system yesterday and the day before, we're looking great. Here's a look across the country. We're talking temperatures in the upper 60s and low 70s across our neck of the woods. Winds are also plotted right there. You still see that big dome of high pressure in place. That's going to keep our weather pretty calm. And we head out to the west, it could get a little bit chilly. We are nowhere near chilly at all here the next couple of days. 77 on our Saturday, northwest winds today, but then we go to southwest winds tomorrow. Really starting to warm us up into this weekend. 81 degrees as we get into our Easter Sunday. Looking good here. 81 there for the closeout to the weekend. 84 on Monday. The Durham Bulls home opener on Tuesday. Still at this point, looks like it will be dry, but then some showers and storms maybe late Tuesday night into Wednesday. And a brief cool down there, guys, into Wednesday, Thursday time frame, right around 61.
Anthony, thanks. Changes are coming next week to RDU, where you're looking live right now. We'll tell you which airline is switching terminals.
We're just getting into the spring season, but U.S. Forest officials are already thinking about the holidays. We'll tell you where the 2024 Capitol Christmas tree will be coming from.